Coast 93.1. Good morning, 728. Okay, what would you do if you were the parent?
What would you do?
And your daughter's graduating high school, and she comes to you and says, in this case, Dad, I want a boob job. Talked about it with Mom. She said, you have to sign off on it. Which, by the way, sounds like a cop-out for Mom, but...
Right, right. And you got to pay for it.
Yeah. 79COAST, 792-6278. Would you actually give a high school graduating senior a boob job as a graduation gift? Okay. You can post on our Facebook page if you want, or hit us on the phone, 79COAST, 792-6278. Go ahead, Denise.
I think it depends on the circumstances. Because if she was like an A cop, and had really bad self-esteem issues. Also, let me back that up. So I used to fit women who had double mastectomies.
Oh, wow.
It's very difficult to wear clothes without breasts. So
right.
If she's an A cup and it's really a self-esteem issue and you've worked on the self-esteem and done all that kind of stuff, I would be okay with it. If it's just because I want bigger boobs, then
right.
No.
It kind of, okay, see, that's a great point. And what I'm doing is I'm envisioning two types of girls, okay? And I'm totally, like, stereotyping. But if the one type of girl is, like, already pretty popular and she's pretty and everything and she wanted it, I'd be like, But if the girl who's, like, you know, been self-conscious and, you know, more, a little bit more shy, if she wanted it, I'd be like, oh, okay, maybe this will help.
Yeah, again, it's all around the circumstances that we don't know.
I guess right.
It's just for those aesthetic looks because, I just want to have bigger boobs, then I think, no way.
Right. But
yeah.
But if it really would make a difference, especially when you're going into college, it's a new place, and you can use every ounce of self-confidence you can get.
Yeah, I mean, because you can't take it lightly because it is a serious surgery.
Oh, right, right.
Absolutely.
It doesn't come without risk. Right.
So, it's one of those things you don't take lightly, but it really, I think, depends on the circumstance.
No, that's a good point, Denise. All right. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Thanks. Have a good day.
We got another Denise on the phone who has an alternate solution.
All right.
And Josh, don't hang up. Josh, is just going to sum this right up for us.
Okay.
But let me get to Mary first on the boob job question. Now, Mary, it's kind of personal for you, right?
Yes.
Okay. So, and is that because you would have liked to have gotten a boob job, or you did, or what?
I did not get one. I would have if I could have.
Yeah, okay. So if you could go back in time and say to Mom and Dad, hey, listen, for high school graduation, forget the cash.
Yes.
Okay. And why is that? It's a self-confidence thing, kind of like what Denise was just saying?
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, when back in the day there was dresses with darts on them and my darts were down by my stomach versus where my boobs were.
Oh, right, because nothing fits right.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
That my darts were by my stomach. Is that like the sort of creases? And I think I know what that is, but
it's a little seams. It's a little seam on the side, so that again, there's extra room there.
Right. And you didn't need
it. Tube tops are just a no go either.
Right. That's slipping
right
off.
So did you get them when you were older?
No.
Yeah.
But my daughters taught me I still could. But I'm like, well.
Well, hey, you know what, Mary? As you get older, and I'm just being, you know, real. There's less to sag, so that's a benefit.
That's true.
You know?
Fewer back aches.
Yeah.
Hey, my friend just turned 50 and got herself some big old boobs, and she loves them.
Yeah.
Oh, right. She sends pictures of them, and Eva shows them to me. It's very uncomfortable.
Well, then she got a good one.
It's a happy medium. I don't need to be a, you know, triple G, but...
Right.
I don't need to be a stripper. Boy,
you think anyone would notice that, Mary?
Yeah.
You lived your, I'm guessing, 31 or so years on this world, you know, and then all of a sudden you're, boom, triple G. Like, whoa, yeah. Mary, what, did you change your hair?
Yeah.
All right, thanks for calling, sweetheart. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
All right, okay, so Denise, I like your call. You're like, no boob job.
No boob job. They need to stuff them. Like back in the day when
we
were younger.
Oh, my God,
stuff
right?
Like back in the good old days.
Right. You remember the water bra?
Plus they can... the water bra.
Oh, do you remember that?
It was so amazing uncomfortable. Bras. Like, just get a good bra and stuff it.
Right, just get a good bra and stuff it.
Yeah.
All right. I love it. Thanks, Denise. Right, let me. So Josh is going to sum this up. Finally, a guy called... Now, Josh, I forget. You have two boys or do you have a girl?
I have a boy and a girl.
You have a boy and a girl. So your daughter comes to you and says...
I don't know if this applies to my daughter, but let's
okay.
just say...
So you're saying you, this is dad to dad then, okay?
Dad to dad.
Dad to dad. You say what? Get the boob job or no?
Well, I say get her the boob job. It's an investment. Get her the boobs and send her over to PT's and start working on her college fund.
Well, that's a plan.
There you go.
You know what I mean? That's a lifetime investment right there.
There you go. See, it's not an expenditure. It's an investment.
Yeah, there's all no right. interest, no financing. Boom, done.
Done.
Right.
Thanks, John. Bye. There you go. Yeah, you're going to help out dad eventually somehow. They'll be paying her own bills like that.
Right.
There you go. All right. It's 7:34, Blake and Eva show. Coming up, DIY YouTube injuries. Yeah.
Oh.
YouTube is sending millennials to the hospital because they're trying to DIY a little too hard. So you got that coming up. By the way, this time tomorrow... my neighbor came to me and said, oh, my God, I didn't know what that meant. I had to Google it.
Oh.
So we'll do an edition of What the Kids Say that you had to Google.
Okay.
That's tomorrow on Coast 93.1 at 7:34. Going to be nice today. Temps in the 70s. Slight chance of a shower. Otherwise, a mix of sun and clouds.
Blake and Eva in the morning.